Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. The wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Go ahead and be seated. And of course, we all know the three sheep in Psalm 23, right? Surely goodness and mercy. Joke. It's not an original joke. It's from somebody at Luther Seminary that I heard that joke from. But anyway, you might be wondering, or if you haven't figured it out yet, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the day that we recognize Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd. And what I have here is a picture that hangs in my office at all times. It's called The Good Shepherd, and it's made by modern iconographer Kelly Lattimore. I'm gonna ask you to do something strange, unfamiliar, maybe a little uncomfortable, but I think that is part of our job as Christians in the world, is to enter into the strange, unfamiliar, and maybe uncomfortable, and bring Christ into that space. So we're gonna do what I am going to be calling a chapel chat. Chapel chat. So this is going to involve you talking and getting to know one another just a little bit for like 2 or 3 minutes. And I want you to talk with the people around you about what you see in this image up here. And for those who are maybe vision impaired or listening on the podcast later, what it is it's an image of Jesus Christ holding a small little lamb. So take some time with the people around you, and then we'll report back here in a moment about what you see, what you feel, or any other times when you have encountered Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd in your life. If you need to walk up and take a closer look at the picture, you sure can too, or maybe I'll walk it down the aisle so you can see it as well. So go ahead and chat.
Thank you.
All right, any big insights? Yeah.
Well, we were talking about how when somebody holds you, how safe you are. And we have a dog at home named Milo, and he likes to snuggle with us. He just likes to snuggle with us, too.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
I felt like he's not just calling the land, but he's blessing it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the iconography version of like a blessing. Now Jesus is holding his hand there. Yeah.
Thought it was appropriate for the baptism.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob. Jesus is keeping us close and keeping us safe. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. It's great to hear some of your voices as well, as not only my voice. You all are smart too, and you all can talk about Christ as well. But I will speak a little bit now. Maybe. It's allergies, man. So I've heard it said that sheep aren't very smart and that they need a lot of care. And in the little bit of research I've done about sheep, that's not really true, I found out. But man, it does make for a good sermon, so we're just going to run with that. And I've been told that they can't live on their own or else they would surely die, and they need human intervention or else they'd be overgrown by wool. And again, I think that's only because genetics and everything like that. But either way, once somebody told me that sheep are so dumb that if one walks off of a cliff, that the rest will just follow after to their certain doom. Again, I don't know if any of this is true, but yeah. Because if we think in that way, what does that say about us? Jesus refers to us as sheep and himself as the good shepherd. He is our caretaker and our provider. Jesus is the one who lays down his life for us. Even before the cross, Jesus was already laying down his life for all of us. Before losing his life, he was laying down his life by way of service and humility towards all of those he encountered. So I think more than focusing maybe on the stupidity of sheep, I think we can better focus instead on how tight of a group sheep form with one another and how interwoven they were with ancient Israelite culture. Thinking of our image by Kelly Lattimore, I think it's appropriate to share what she writes about this image. She says, "This icon holds a lot of meaning for me. It was painted for a parish that is dear to my heart, the Episcopal Church of Good Shepherd in Athens, Ohio. The people of the parish were an integral part to our mission, work, and community life of the Good Earth Farm where I lived and worked for 6 years. The community at the farm grew and gleaned produce for the many food pantries in the area, inviting anyone in Athens community to join us in planting, harvesting, and delivering food, collecting eggs, feeding pigs, and shearing sheep. There is much to be said about the conversations and connections that comes from weeding an entire row of carrots with a complete stranger. Our real work is about communion. We hoped our work as farmers brought us a greater connection to creation and the marginalized. We hope to be a sign for the dignity of work and the reverent use of resources. We wish to balance the roles and responsibilities that uplift the common good while respecting the individual's needs for creativity and autonomy, to be signs of peace while working side by side. Most shepherds in Jesus' day would spend weeks with their flock out in the wilderness. The shepherd would even drink the milk of the ewes for sustenance. He needed them as much as they needed him. The good shepherd is not a sign of a Jesus who rules over us or telling us what to do or of our almighty benefactor. Rather, it is a sign that the world like humanity is a place where God communes with us, the relationship of humanity to creation isn't just to ensure its flourishing or to prevent its extinction or worse, consume our allotted share of it and dominate it. It is to bring creation into relationship of praise and thanksgiving and see it all in our very lives as gifts. Dearest siblings in Christ, beloved, the image of Jesus as our good shepherd is a reflection of God's relationship with humankind and our relationship with one another. It is a relationship that we recognize in our baptisms and one that we are constantly being called out to live. While Jesus is the good shepherd, we are to follow his example and go out and shepherd God's people, bring them in when they are out, find them when they are lost, feed them when they are hungry, and give them water when they thirst. The image of the Good Shepherd is one that highlights how we can be Christians in bringing Christ to one another by providing others with that which they need to continue to be part of the flock that is found in Jesus Christ. It is in baptism that we are brought fully into the fold, and it is through good shepherding that we can remind one another that they are right where they belong. Hear this. In baptism, you have been made a member of this community that transcends all things, transcends time, gender, race, sexuality, disability, denomination, cultural differences, height, weight, hair color, class, or creed. In all of these things, Jesus has made us one body made up of different parts. You are part of this body. You are part of this flock who have been claimed and brought in by our Lord and Savior, our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.